This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and Amy's show on 104.1 FM KMOX. We spent some time talking about the Pride Fest and Anheuser-Busch, a local company, backing out of its sponsorship of the events, which it has been a part of for several decades now. And the president of Pride St. Louis happened to be listening in. Marty Zuniga has phoned into the show. Would like to talk about what is going on right now. Marty, we appreciate you calling in. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for letting me join you.
Yeah, no problem. What did you, and I'm certain you have a reaction to what has happened here. So tell us what you are feeling today.
Sure. Well, first, I listen daily, by the way, so huge fan.
Awesome.
So I'm glad I was able to be listening today. And obviously, Odyssey is a big partner of ours, and so we appreciate the support. But just to sum things up, obviously, we appreciate you all talking about this and getting our message out there. And, you know, some can say this is a business decision. Some can say, you know, how it affects us different personally. Yes, it affects our community very much personally. As you all mentioned, this relationship has been going on for 30 plus years. They were our longest standing partner with this organization. You know, we celebrate 45 years of Pride in the city this year, which is a huge milestone. And we have to remember that 45 years ago, we started as a protest on Magnolia Street. And today we can freely parade down Market Street. And that's a huge success, not only for this community, but for this country and for our values and beliefs, and to have that support. What's sad to see is that organization like Anheuser-Busch and others, granted, they're not the only ones here, but the reason we have brought them to the forefront and to the attention is because they are one of the largest employers in this city, and their support means so much more than just dollars. Their support shows value. Their support shows acceptance. Their support shows that, you know, at a time when we need their help the most, they walked away from the table. Now, other companies are coming in at historic lows as well with their sponsorships. We're so grateful to see our friends at BJC, Edward Jones, all these other great companies in the city still willing to support us. Now, granted, they're making marketing and business decisions as well, and the funding isn't coming in at the historic levels that they used to as well. But you know what? In today's times, when we need them the most, they are still there. And that's what counts. And that's what we're calling out here. And just to spread the word, we've provided a free festival for this community for 45 years. We were the last free festival of this size in the Midwest. You go to any other city, you're going to pay $20, $30, $40 to walk in the door. We've been relying on these partners to provide this opportunity for us to celebrate in a free manner. So when this happened, we wanted to show the community and the St. Louis community, our ally community, look, we're going to need your help and support. People like Anheuser-Busch and these things, whether it's a business decision, a personal decision, however you may feel on it, have walked away from the table. That's why we're launching this hashtag 45 for 45 campaign, to ask the community to step up and to showcase this. You know, we've been scrutinized for being corporate pride for years. And so you know what? this time around, that presented by line is going to be blank. And I would be more than excited to say that it's presented by the St. Louis community. And that would be the best thing that I can say and the best talking point I would have is, you know, by doing this grassroots fundraising to get people to give us $4.50, $450, $4,500 if you got it. I'll take it. But, you know, so we can keep Pride alive for another 45 years. We're a nonprofit. None of us are paid. I'm a volunteer, just like everyone else. We do this out of the kindness of our heart to showcase our community. And we have a great community here in St. Louis. And so that's why we wanted to talk about this today, to let people know that, you know, whether I'm not asking you to put down your AB products. I'm not asking you to change this. I'm not asking for a boycott of any sense. I'm just asking you to remember that you have a choice when it comes time to buy a product, buy a hamburger, buy a beverage, and just think about what those companies' values are and who they align with and where they're standing with you today, or if they're not standing with you today.
Hey, Marty, when did you guys find out that AB would not be the presenting sponsor, and was there a conversation?
Sure. We've obviously in this world of sponsorships and dialogues, we've had a relationship for years. So it's a very, very open conversation. We talk to these partners year round. Pride is more than just a weekend. Pride is 365 days a year. We do a lot more than just a festival. So we work with our partners throughout the year on Teachable Tuesdays, our scholarship programs, our Feeding the Community holiday dinners. You know, we do so much more than just a party. And so we work with our partners year round to showcase them and to show them that, you know, they have great value in what they're doing and how they're helping the community outside of throwing the party. Everyone loves the party. But so we've been talking with them for weeks now about this and how we can work together. And is there a way we can bridge the gap? And just like we worked with our other partners, while they may not have given us the historical levels of support, you know, they're supporting us in other ways through in-kind contributions and things like that. And so, you know, we've been trying to negotiate the best we can. And eventually those negotiations just broke down and they simply walked away from the table. And it was sad to see that. And that's, you know, that's, I'm being completely honest and open. And that's what we just wanted to tell the community. Say, look, maybe they've changed directions. Maybe they want to go elsewhere. That's fine. But you can look, they're backing out of every Pride festival they supported in this country. They backed out of San Francisco Pride. They've backed out of many others.
So did they not give you specifics as to why they decided to back out? I mean, you said there were talks and then the talks just broke down. What
sure.
exactly happened?
Sure. It was simply that, you know, we just don't see the value in it anymore.
Okay. Well,
and that's exactly what they told us.
As far as Marty, the 45 for 45, was that officially launched this week?
Yes, that was launched this morning as well.
Okay.
So this was the kind of an in conjunction kind of thing to say, hey, look, we're being fully transparent here, open and honest with the community and the St. Louis broader community to say, look, we need your help and support. This organization is only as strong as, sadly, our pocketbook, because we are all, we're 501c3. We rely on donations for our funding. And if we want to continue a strong, successful Pride in this city and the wonderful things we do year-round, our scholarship program, the dinners, the Feeding the Community dinners, we serve over 600 people every Christmas and Thanksgiving with a free hot meal, no matter if you're part of the community or not. There's no questions asked. You walk up, we'll give you a meal. We support, you know, scholarships for LGBT students who may not have the resources to go to school, especially when that type of funding is being cut. In the world where DEI is becoming a four-letter word, which is sad because it's only three, it's horrible. And so this is a time more than ever we need the community to stand up so we can continue to have a voice, because just like our community and many others, we're trying to be erased. We're trying to go backwards in this country. And we can't do that. We can't afford to do that. We've made great strides. And no matter where you fall in the political lines, it's not a political issue. This is a human rights issue. And it's about basic human rights and acceptance. That's all we're asking for.
Marty, if people do want to support you, how do they do it?
Sure. Feel free to go visit our website, pridestl.org/45for45. Or if you can't remember all that, just pridestl.org and we'll get you there from there. So we would love for people to come and learn about our cause, learn about our mission, and any way they can help and support would be great.
Marty Zuniga, the president of Pride STL, we appreciate you phoning in. Thank you for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you for taking the time and letting me speak.
Okay. So, look, yes, companies can do whatever they want to do with their money. That's perfectly fine. But that doesn't mean people aren't going to have a reaction to it or think something of you.
Yes. And I think the probably the big thing here is not just the supporting or not supporting, like, you know, like this year and like, oh, it's AB and is it this parade? I think objectively, anytime you lose a sponsor, a primary sponsor for over 30 years, that comes as a shock.
Of course
that,
it
that's
does.
Like just that alone, regardless of what the issue is, you know what I mean? That comes as a shock. So that's a big loss.
Especially.
Objectively, that's a big loss and an unexpected loss. I mean, after 30 years of a presenting sponsor, yeah.
Especially loss. If it doesn't feel like the explanation is good enough. Right.
Objectively, that would be very difficult.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Man, that sounds good.
Doesn't it?
You know what else sounds good?